The government shutdown is over after the president signed it last night, pointing the blame at Democrats for this to have to happen for 43 days. Wisconsin's Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan voted no on the bill, which reopened our government, arguing the legislation does nothing to extend the Affordable Care Act credits. Here he is on the Daily Mic Drop Call to Action podcast.
One thing I'll give him, he is king of, it's the king of grift, and he's been accomplishing it in office. The Republicans are sitting on their f***ing hands and doing nothing about it. And that's why I think people got to realize next November is going to be so important to get rid of these f***s and make sure that we can move forward and do something useful.
We reached out to Pocan, and we did not hear back. But we did reach out to Congresswoman Gwen Moore. They said that she's unavailable for today to join us on our show.
You know who is available is Congressman Glenn Grothman, represents the 6th District, and he is with us this afternoon. Congressman, thank you so much for being here.
Well, I'm glad to be on the show, and we'll keep it all family-friendly.
Oh, yeah. No swearing. We do have a 10-second delay.
That's right. When you hear Pocan using that sort of language and Democrats clearly irritated, they feel like they didn't get anything. They held out for all these days. What's your reaction to their reaction?
Well, first of all, they got a lot. The mainstream press isn't reporting it. But we have yet to put together the bills that will, in essence, fund the budget through next September. Some of those bills may well have something in there that's connected with Obamacare. I mean, the whole idea is, though, to keep the government open, not to pass the budget now. Now we start negotiating on the budget. Hopefully we'll get it done by the end of January. The Democrats are going to bring up keeping these credits going. Right now, I think, because it was poorly designed, they're asking for another $34 billion a year to prop up Obamacare. I think that's too much money. We'll see what the Republicans do at the negotiating table on that item. But $34 billion a year, a lot of money.
Congressman Grothman, on top of that, this legislation allows Senate Republicans like Ron Johnson, who were investigated for their possible involvement in the January 6th event called an insurrection, to enrich themselves by suing the federal government. He's suing for more than $1 million or possibly more. Do you agree that that should have been in the legislation?
Well, it shouldn't have been. It was slid in there, and I think a lot of people didn't know it was in there. And as I understand it, there's going to be a bill on the floor next week to take it back out. We'll see whether the Senate goes on with taking it out. I do want to point out a key, what I'll call Democrat victory in there that the press should be talking about, and for whatever reason, they're not. You'll recall, if you don't mind, DOGE kind of exposed a lot of federal employees for not doing a whole lot. And we heard a lot about that anecdotally from roommates, from siblings, from people in the same apartment building, same church or whatever, that a lot of people were making six-figure salaries, well over six figures, to not do a lot. A goal of Donald Trump should have been to get rid of those positions. And in this legislation, the Republicans, I think, foolishly agreed that through January 30th, Donald Trump will not be able to remove any more people, which is a huge victory for the Democrats. I know Trump is not going to remove people who he feels are doing something worthwhile, but I thought that was a big defeat for Republicans, or at least conservative Republicans or fiscally responsible Republicans, that when they identify people, particularly in the Department of Defense, not doing a lot, we can't get rid of them. That was a huge story that they're missing.
Congressman Glenn Grothman is with us. One of the other headlines today, Congressman, is there's now movement to release the Epstein files. There's enough votes to begin the long procedure that could eventually lead to that. The president's opposed to this. Will you vote to release the files?
Haven't decided yet. I think they should be released, but I haven't decided how I'm going to vote yet. I'll be glad that they're released. How's that?
Why would you vote no at this point? Why are you still on the ledge?
We're going to have a presentation made, I think, by our speaker tomorrow. You know, many, many of the files have been released already. You're reading about them all the time. I think the Oversight Committee is going to release many more of the files, and we'll see what else we have to look at and whether we have to look out for the victims and see if they're adequately protected.
I want to ask you also about the president's approval ratings. They're terrible. Dems won big last Tuesday, governorships, et cetera. Here's my question related to that. You have to run every 2 years. Are you nervous about next year's midterm elections because of how the party has done recently?
Well, you know, 8 years ago, we went through the midterms and didn't do very well. I think Donald Trump is accomplishing a lot more than he did in his first term. He's tightened up his speeches a little bit more. He's done a good job, right? He's done a great job on the border. He's done a great job on DEI. I think he has done an adequate job on reining in excessive spending. And we'll just have to see if the Republicans do a good job of getting out their side of the story on this.
You have to run next year. One of the disadvantages of what you do for a living is every 2 years you have to be reelected. Are you nervous about your own campaign, about your prospects because of what's happening?
I've been nervous my whole political career. I mean, I've always been out and about running all over my district. I'm running over my district as much as I can. I'm going to be at a couple events in Ozaukee County tonight, not political events, just supporting some local charities there and meeting people. And like I said, that's what I've done my whole career, and it's kept me in good shape so far. Right now, I believe there are 9 Democrats running against me, though, which does indicate I've got to work twice as hard because that many people running against me.
Are you surprised that Congressman Tom Tiffany has decided to leave his seat and run for governor? The president really didn't want that to happen. Seats are at a premium. He would be an incumbent. Are you surprised he'll run for governor?
No, not really. Everyone, including me, was encouraging him to run. I think he can run a campaign based on issues, and on issues like welfare or property taxes. I think we're going to find that we could use a much more conservative governor at the helm, or even a more moderate governor at the helm, not the radicalness we saw in the past. And I think he can win. And I'll tell you, governor is a pretty good job. So
no doubt it is a good job, but would his body in the governor's seat be more valuable than his body in the U.S. congressional seat?
Well, we have, I think, at least 3 people running for that congressional race already. So I think we can hold on to that district.
The guy who set fire to your office earlier this year very quietly pled no contest. Is that a relief to your staff? What's it like when you go through that? Your staff comes in and some unhinged person has set fire to your building.
Well, I don't know whether there was something wrong with him. You know, when the police and fire department showed up, he was still sitting there in the parking lot telling the police, "I'm the one who set the fire." So, you know, I'd like to know what the guy's mental state is. I mean, they found him competent to stand trial. But obviously, you know, he was not what we would consider entirely 100% mentally there. He wouldn't just hang around the parking lot and wait for the police to show up.
I'm really glad that you were safe and your staff wasn't there.
Right. It happened at like 2 or 3 in the morning. We were fortunate in that somebody was delivering these shoppers, you know, that you get
right
early in the morning. And if it weren't for that, I mean, it could have been a much worse fire. You know, my office is in a strip mall, and he lit fire behind the building. So if that guy hadn't been delivering papers at that time, you know, the whole building could have maybe gone up.
U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman. Congressman, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Glad to be on the show, as always.